as a church. Jesus in us is enough for the next season. I want us to pray that the sun would stand still. In other words, that we would not stop, not feel like it's finished, till we've done two things. Perhaps we've overcome some of the little things that would plague us and want to hold us back. When God's word, his desire, and his prophetic calling over this church is to be a church of influence in this city and this state and this nation. And I don't say that out of any sort of ambition. I just say that because that's the calling on us as a church. It was the calling before Alex and I took on this church. It'll be the calling beyond Alex and I. But I think we've just got to make sure that the light has shone and those things that would want to hold us and contain us are completely dealt with. And can we receive that now, both corporately and individually? If your life is being contained at the moment, it's not God. He doesn't want to contain your life. Sun stands still. Deal with it. The moment right now where you're speaking, Holy Spirit, I just pray that would supernaturally last all week or all month or as long as it takes. Lord, I pray that you would just come in and you would inspire and you would empower the prayer life of all of us here. That our prayers would go from being things that just perhaps get us through the day to audacious prayers. Audacious prayers for families. Audacious prayers for communities. Audacious prayers for cities. Audacious prayers for nations. Man, does our nation need audacious prayer. Audacious prayer for the nations. Audacious prayer for people right now suffering in India. Come on. Is anyone bursting at the seams now with a prophetic word they feel like they've just got to bring?
I just want to touch on something Dave said on Sunday, and it really hit home. And it was in Luke 2 or something. Turn from your wicked ways, and Dave's been saying this for ages, and follow me.
Awesome. teaches us to read this. Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me. When we talk about anointing, an anointing is not just to feel good. Listen to what the anointing is. To bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted. To proclaim the captives will be released and the prisoners will be freed. He sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Wow. You know what? From the day Jesus stood up in the temple in Jerusalem and opened the book of Isaiah and read out those words, he was on a mission, and we have been living under an open heaven. That means that the Spirit of God has been poured out, is being poured out. Come on. Wow. Let's make the most of the season that we live in. Let's just receive that anointing afresh right now. He has anointed me. This was Jesus talking, but we share in the ministry and the anointing, the power, all that Jesus is. He's anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and proclaim that the captives will be released. Wow, come on. Wow, come on. Who's... Oh. Who gets angry about being people being held captive? Goes on more literally in this world than we like to think. It goes on in our Western world at an emotional level that's just out of hand. And it's got an architect and it's got design, and actually we have the power and the anointing and the authority to do something about it. Come on. Which verse do you have, Claire?
From the start again. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor.
Just hearing those two passages of scripture, when I was getting prepared to come here tonight, I felt like this is just going to be a paradigm shift for a few people here tonight. There's some prayers you don't need to pray anymore. There's some prayers you don't need to pray. You're asking the Holy Spirit to do something Jesus has commanded you to do, and you have the authority to do. You have the authority to open the eyes of the blind. You have the authority to comfort those who mourn. You have the authority to proclaim this is the year of the Lord's favor over someone's life, someone that's been spoken over. I remember hearing Grant saying, we'll never be rich. No, we have the authority to speak something else over that. There's some prayers you don't need to pray anymore because you are the answer to that prayer. Because you are the authority in Christ. So if you find that you are having a struggle stepping out courageously in faith to actually be those hands and feet of Jesus when he prompts you, I just want you to lift up your hands where you are. I believe that God's going to break off the fear of man over some people here in this moment. You've been contained not by God. He has given you the authority. You've been contained by the opinions of people. And he doesn't want you to be contained by those opinions anymore. He wants to break that off in the name of Jesus. As you heard, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. So Lord, I just thank you so much, Lord, for people in this room here tonight. There's prayers that they don't need to pray anymore, God, because they are the answer to the prayer that they are praying. They are the hands and feet of Jesus. They do have the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord upon them. God, we thank you that you don't just anoint us just for our own amusement. God, you anoint us so that the kingdom can advance, so your kingdom can come, so your will can be done. So we just speak to people, speak to the spirit of the fear of man that is over people here in this room that are being contained by the opinions and the oppression of people or systems. God, we speak to it and we break that off in the mighty name of Jesus. Because your name is the ultimate authority. Your name is the name above every name. Your word is the last word. So we speak a breaking of that fear of man off people, Lord. And we pray that they would have just a paradigm shift, that the way that they see those around them would be in line with what you've called them and commissioned them and given them the authority to do in Christ. In Christ. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you.
Fantastic. We're one of the purposes that we really came together with tonight was to saying we want to hear from God. And yeah, we've got an overarching purpose of just getting some real clarity from God on the next part of our journey as a church. You know what, in some ways I think, you know, we need him to show us, you know, what the location is, but I think there's stuff that's actually even more important than the location. It's the spirit in which we go to the location. It's the sense of mission in which we take. And it's actually what he's doing in the people that goes. And my feeling in some ways is that he's not wanted us to go to a ready, not that we weren't ready financially or we weren't ready strategically. I think we've just got to be ready spiritually. There's got to be a sense of unity. It's got to be a sense of, I think, an audacious spirituality. I think something our city needs is the kingdom of God to just exude a level of confidence that we've never seen before. And that will only flow out of humility of the people. So let's keep praying. I believe he's going to open our eyes to the physical and to things that are there. But I just want us to keep interceding and keep singing out to God that we would be ready and in the right place spiritually. He's given us an opportunity where the sun would stand still. And it's a bit like there are some things that we can chase out. Maybe it's small thinking, maybe it's unbelief, maybe it's levels of faith. but we can do it. We can. And at this stage, I think that's going to be more important. Whether we're on this side or the other side of the river or over here or over there, whatever it is. But it's happening. Hey, Caleb, I think the Holy Spirit just dropped on my heart right now just to encourage you. Just to say, you know, God is so, so loves you. And He looks at you and He smiles. And He's pleased. And you're enough. We've got to eat in a minute. We've got to break our fast. Hey, something we're going to do. We're going to pray for Penny. Penny's prayed some audacious prayers. She probably prayed some angry prayers, but. We're really proud of Penny. She had her... Come and tell... Give me the right language or I'll get it wrong, Penny. But... So Penny has her doctorate. And this week she had an exhibition which was... Was that? No, that was just the. See, I knew I'd get it wrong. Okay. What'd you have this week? That was the graduation. And I thought there was something else too. Okay, it's going to be great on the recording. But Penny's prayed audacious prayers. About, you know, moving into a space where she wanted to bring, you know, the presence and the power of God, you know, into spaces that a lot of us can never get or be. And it's risky and it's scary. Sometimes it's hard to, it's like diving in a cave. You don't always know which way is up. But we're so very proud of Penny. Graduate with a PhD, and that's really, really cool. That's a huge achievement in itself. But she's about to go to Jeju, and that is an island off Korea, is it?
A little island on the bottom of South Korea.
Yeah. So Penny's going to go there and have a residency. So she's going to be there for 45 days, and she just really just wants us to. Pray with her, commission her, you know, and believe that it's not just a placement, but, you know, it's something that God's brought about, because we know He has, and He's going to do something exceptional and unique, and that, you know, they're the words I just really feel right now, that there's God's going to do something exceptional and unique in that space and in that time.
I just need to flag, this is new federal and state government funding and it hasn't been announced yet, so if we could just keep this pretty silent. It will be announced on Friday and I'll leave on the 5th 5th of September. So the Minister of Arts will announce that on Friday, but I'll be an ambassador for Tasmania. And so, and I'm the first one to go. So it's a huge privilege and honour. And, you know, and I'm scared, you know, like, you know, I'm scared. And so I really do appreciate your prayers.
So let's reach out our hands. Let's pray for Penny. Oh, Lord, we just pray for Penny, that newness and that fresh and that the exceptional and unique anointing would just be upon her right now. I pray that as she's filled with your spirit, that she goes with your courage, that she has a clarity and a creativity that flows out of who you are, that she would feel that in Jesus' name. I pray that you would use her in a mighty way. I pray that she would know that you're with her. And Lord, I pray that this would not be a struggle, but it would be just a sense of, you know, being in the flow and being in the zone of where you've placed her. And she would feel that and she would know that. And that you would use her beyond, you know, beyond that island, beyond Korea. There'd be something that comes back on her that you use to break stereotypes, that you use to open doors, that you use to reach people, that ultimately brings about wholeness and healing in a unique space. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I don't know how this doesn't seem like it applies to the art world, but just Paul's words to Timothy just ring. You know, you haven't been given a spirit of timidity or fear, but a spirit of power and of sound mind. So don't shrink back. All right. For those that have joined us on the fast today, whether that's been a little bit or a lot, that is absolutely awesome. So thank you so much. And I just think we're just breaking through to the start of a journey. I think we're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep pushing into Him this part of the journey, as we should in any part. But you know, there's a sense of let's really make it a sense where we just know that God has spoken and God is directing us. Can you come out here, Chris? Many of you would know that anyone that gets to talk to Chris knows that he's a top bloke and one of the nicest people you'll meet. You can sit down now. But come back, Chris. But Chris is an incredible gift to us as a church on our board level. There's a whole lot of things that he pushes for. And I don't know, I probably annoy him, but, you know, he makes sure that we're working towards good governance and things that I wake up in the night and think about. But actually, the reason I don't wake up in the night is I know that we've got Chris working really hard to make sure we do things as excellently and as well, and to set about a framework that keeps us secure, that gives confidence and allows room for God to work. And I just want you to reach your hands, because Chris has got a gift upon his life as a developer and being able to see. And, you know, Chris's personality, you might feel like he's a bit more laid back than some of us, but some of the things that we've already had a crack at as a church have been pretty audacious. And Chris is encouraged and seen in the Spirit and has been around that. And just as Chris probably represents the whole board and some others that we'll bring into that team, but I just believe there's a real gift on Chris's life. And I thank God for that. But I just want us to pray for protection over Chris and his family and just a freedom to fly in who he is. And as he's a part of the journey, that God would use him in a powerful way. So, Lord, I thank you so much for Chris. I thank you that you've gifted him in a special, unique way. I thank you that you've brought him into our world for such a time as this. You know, I pray that he would stand now and that would be a sense of standing up, standing strong in the anointing and a confidence in the time that he's in. And I pray that anything that would want to distract and get in the way and take away some of, you know, creativity or want to dampen faith, Lord, I pray that would be protected from him. And I thank you for the gift that is upon his life, to be able to bring wisdom, to be able to see those things. And I pray now, for us as a team and as a board, that there is a sense of wisdom, there is a sense of doing things with due diligence and the way we need to, but that would be mixed with faith, that would be mixed with audacious vision, that would be mixed with a God who enables and leads. And I thank you that you're going to lead Chris in a powerful way in this season. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen.